Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're listening to Stan, Ro, and Raph on the SGP Podcast. Woo! Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast today in the world. This is the SGP Podcast. It's Ro and Carlos, still no Sam because we're too fucking early for him. And, well, we have a rather... Oh, okay, that was...
Well, she's here.
Yeah.
She's here.
She pretty much stole my thunder there because I was about to introduce them. We have very important and special and dramatic guests tonight. For our pre-Way of the Champion hype show.
So, and neither of them knew that the other one was coming today.
Yeah, well, it was, you know how in some movies you gotta make the most out of your cast and, you know, bring out some real genuine emotion from out of them. That's what we kind of did here.
So you're a budding director now?
No, it's just, it's just some tactics I learned from film school. And anyway... Yeah. Right now, we have our special guests in order to, discuss their friendship and their relationship and their upcoming match this Sunday at PWR Live, Way of the Champion. We have PWR Champion Ralph Imabayashi and Nina, who have agreed to be here without knowing, really, that the other was coming.
We have things to talk about at the top of the show before we get to them.
Yeah, you'll have to wait, but if you... can't wait, then you can skip ahead as we usually give you the time codes for the actual segments.
Which we will.
So, if you are not skipping ahead now, then you will be subjected to our warm-up discussion about how Extreme Rules was way too long, even in a little under 4 hours for the main show.
I skip through matches. I fast forward. I literally don't do this.
I don't blame you because... for once, it was a show that there were way too many matches on that because parang the WWE really wanted, and it's not like they don't have enough shows. They do, so many hours of programming every week, but they try to fit in as many matches as possible in the pay-per-view without even, without some of those matches even kind of deserving the status now because of how stacked the roster is. Like, you could cut out some matches. Which matches did you fast-forward through?
I accidentally fast-forwarded through Nakamura and Jeff Hardy.
Oh, well, you can't really exactly,
I know, but then it's like, what's this?
No, what else?
The tag matches I've sort of just...
Sure. What else?
Most of Braun, Kevin Owens.
Yeah, but a lot of
and
other
then,
stuff.
And it's just like, when you get to the end spot, it's like, oh, that's cool.
Mm.
But then it's like, it was a chore to watch.
Yeah, it really was.
It was a chore to watch, and even though, Extreme Rules is usually one of those pay-per-views that I usually enjoy.
Yeah, and it so happens that there wasn't a lot of matches on the show that were extreme. There were only very few. Less than half.
And like, the biggest spot of the night was unexpected.
Which is pretty... Which one are we talking about? Kevin Owens. Doing a
McFoley.
Well, yeah, and that was pretty much the extremest,
the most
thing
extreme
that
part. Yeah. But it's like I just want something close because I did watch a lot of ECW, so I'm desensitized to that sort of violence. Like, I can watch a death match, like Mike Madrigal and Ken Warren's match at Respeto.
Yeah,
like a lot of people were just like, ooh, it's too cringy. And I'm just like, no, that's appropriate. That's about enough.
There was a it's actually still pretty tame compared to stuff we've seen elsewhere.
CZW.
Absolutely. But then, fans here aren't used to seeing that live and in person. So.
And then you get this WWE version of it's supposed to be extreme, it's supposed to be good. It's not.
No, my thing is that there's way too many matches on the show that could have been resolved in the weekly TV shows.
Yeah.
But a lot of this, like Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin, I didn't need to see that on
pay-per-view. That was unnecessary.
Jeff Hardy, Nakamura, if they were really going for that,
do it on TV.
Yeah, do it on TV.
And then do the rematch. Move
everything back. And, leave the pay-per-view as what TakeOver does. Leave the pay-per-view with enough solid matches to go on. Because I've always thought of the pay-per-view event as
as you know, the place or the time where we get some really good matches because
and resolution.
Yes, and resolutions, and you know, some resolution, and then another question brought up, and then the shorter stuff. That's where you. That's what you put on TV.
Yeah.
Like what happened with what happened with Jeff Hardy?
Jeff Hardy and the earlobe.
Yeah, and the earlobe. Yes.
God damn it!
No, I wouldn't have been. I mean, because no, to me, let's take that example. Yeah. Nakamura and Jeff Hardy. I think that whole thing, even with the post match with Randy Orton, I think that that was some TV level stuff.
Yeah.
So, to me, it didn't need to be on a pay per view. Like, if you were, if parang, the match they had on SmackDown. The longer match
the longer
they
version,
had
yeah.
was something I would have rather seen on pay per view instead.
Yeah, it's like if you flip the arrangement, you keep the endings.
Yeah,
I'd be fine with that. But then now we get this. I don't know. It's just like it feels like WWE is satisfied with swimming in this holding pattern.
No, it's more like they're trying to make everything special by cramming as much stuff in on the pay per view as possible. But you know. I guess they're trying to emulate what others are doing, like NJPW. Like they're running what 3 to 4 hours every day,
For the next month.
Yeah, for the next month in the G1 Climax, and then for all other stuff, it's always what 4 to 5 hours for the big shows, and everything is there. But you know, the difference is that for NJPW, they're sure to stock it with a lot of good stuff.
There's stakes.
Yeah. They're no,
almost everything has stakes.
Yeah, G1 has a stake for sure. Yes. Everyone's competing for
not
for
block,
points,
I mean,
right?
Not block C, but then,
even if there are no real stakes, you know, even if there are no immediately tangible stakes, everything is good.
Yes.
So you enjoy watching.
Everything has a purpose.
Yeah.
There. I think that's.
Yes. Like, yes. And then in WWE, it's just really more of okay, we're doing this to have a match, and then we'll worry about the story later, right? Something like that. And to me, it's kind of you're right. It's kind of a chore to get through. So.
And at this point, it's like they're going to start building towards SummerSlam now, which is a big four. Which will have Brock, which was confirmed.
I'm guessing it's just really weird because on the other spectrum of the WWE product, you have NXT, which is so lean and meaty with, you know, they only, what, give you 4 to 5 matches every takeover, but everything, as you mentioned, means something.
It's beautiful.
Everything means something and everything is done well.
And after this
they don't
reasons,
see the need to to bog down the show with stuff that could happen on TV.
With fluff.
Yeah, exactly.
And at this point, as of today, in real time, the matchups have been set for that card.
For TakeOver Brooklyn 4.
TakeOver Brooklyn 4, and my God, if you check the spoilers, my God!
Yeah, we are legally not allowed to talk about them yet, because, you know, some of you might be worried about spoilers
and we're not going to talk about that, but if you want to find it, unfold
as it happens. Sure, we get that. We can talk about it as we go along for the next month.
Holy shit!
It looks. All we're gonna say is it looks fun.
Holy shit!
It looks really fun, and things are moving really, really fast. Really
breakneck.
Yeah, we're in breakneck pace, and at that rate. We're gonna see some people debut soon.
My God!
Yeah.
Okay, so that's happening.
Yeah, that's happening.
Those things are happening.
I guess we mentioned G1. It's already started as of last weekend. If you're listening to this, it's last weekend, and it's been what 4 days already. So two apiece for each block. And
by the time this is out, this is day 5.
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Yes.
It's gonna be tough to keep up if you haven't started already. So,
but one of the biggest storylines heading into this is Crazy Okada.
Losing it, Okada.
I love this. Yeah. I love it because we have seen the dominant version of Okada. We've seen Rainmaker Okada, and then now he's just like bizarro
Okada.
It's so fucking weird to watch him like this, where even his Rainmakers don't look good.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he's barely connecting with them, and it's like. He's lost his damn mind.
That sounds familiar. No, I haven't seen much of the G1 right now because I've been catching up on the WWE stuff to write about. And the only thing I've seen so far actually is is Yano versus Ishii, and
which is good.
Yeah, it's good because there is a current subplot in which Yano's trying to wrestle properly for
to
once.
To be a real wrestler.
Or once again, as Ralph previously corrected me on.
Yes. And, he has some experience. Mm-hmm,
yes,
he does.
With
real
has a
wrestling.
Lot of yeah. And it's fun to see him actually do things because while he is a good, you know, comedy wrestler, it's really nice to see him do some actual pro wrestling that people would not hate him on. And before we actually start the interview, we're actually here with Ralph, who would we want to talk about his G1 picks and, you know, his thoughts about the tournament. So, champ, what do you have?
My pick is always the same as every year. You know, Tomohiro Ishii. Ishii all the way. It's G1 for one now, you know.
He has a chance,
Bite
though.
One for one.
He has a chance.
You know, like, if he doesn't win...
This year?
If he doesn't... At least let him win his block. If he doesn't win the finals. Come on, man. I mean, 6 years of amazing G1 matches. You know, throw the dog a bone, man.
Mm. Literally throw him a bone.
Throw the stone pitbull a bone.
That makes sense, yeah.
I mean, if he wins... No, actually...
What?
No, I don't think he can win out.
Yes,
I'm just thinking, man. Na parang coming into... Going into Wrestle Kingdom next year...
The only... it's one of the scenarios, like, one of the ways Okada could win is
yes.
because he's severely underpowered now.
Mm.
Yes.
Is if Ishii,
he's depowered.
Yeah, depowered.
Yeah.
If Ishii wins his block, then Okada wins his.
And then they fight each other.
And then that's
because,
the way.
Mm. Yeah, because everyone else in block B
yes.
can beat Okada now.
That's true.
Because
that's true.
Of how he is right now.
He's not right.
He dropped the robes for balloons. Now he wears a normal shirt. He doesn't even do the Rainmaker pose
his
anymore.
His hair's red.
He just points his fingers up to the sky like a generic wrestler. You know, like...
He's a fucking creator wrestler now. He's a tall, lanky creator wrestler with balloons.
Mm.
I don't know, man.
That is an interesting story to watch.
I'm sorry.
Indeed.
It's like, if... He hasn't won a match yet, right? As of today, what happened?
Not yet.
He lost his smile.
If he zeros out... Holy shit. If Okada zeros out...
Block A has had 2 days so far.
Yeah.
He has lost
two. He's lost Jay White
and Fale.
Yeah. I mean,
Fale.
No. No, I mean, what people were calling the Fale loss a fucking burial, and I'm like...
Maybe he wants it to be that way.
Maybe his time at the top has made him like this.
It's the G1, you know. Upsets can happen out of nowhere.
Yeah,
this is where they make new stars.
Mm. I know, but then if he goes zero... You have context to go with it. But then imagine if he does. It's just like, is this the most precipitous drop?
Precipitous.
I've been waiting to use that word
you know,
in wrestling context.
Like, the last person who went zero in the G1 is Honma.
Yeah.
He's way below Okada, so I don't know.
I don't think
Okada goes zero, but I think he's gonna have a bad record.
He's gonna be negative. Like sub 500.
If he loses the next two matches, he's out.
He's out.
Mathematically.
Yeah, I know. Mathematically.
Mathematically out. Oh, wow. I think that's gonna happen.
I do think so.
Yeah.
Because so many people were like, oh, it's his comeback arc. It's his comeback arc. Nope.
Well, he has to go down deeper first. Before he starts the comeback arc, I guess. Alright, so thank...
Omega has had a good... Like, has been having a good run as champion.
It's been a month, great. He just did a fucking moonsault in Kurikan.
Yeah.
Fucking madman. Anyway.
Alright, yeah. Thank you, champ, for your insights on the G1 Climax this year. And now we will go to our really, really special interview with Ralph Mabayashi and Nina. Alright, so it's 3 days before PWR Live Way of the Champion. And it's one day before our next PWR Championship challenger, Kotohiro, is coming back to town.
So he's not in town yet.
He's not in town yet. So before we get into the show on Sunday, we decided to, in order to hype things up, we decided to bring in some actual tea, if you will.
Literal
tea and some metaphorical tea.
Some tea stirring is actually ongoing
yes,
right now.
Yes, if you can hear that, that's one, the sound of one glass of tea, one cup of tea being stirred. But, you know, I think we will be stirring more than just one cup. If you know what I mean, Camus.
I'm going to pour myself
yes,
one.
Yes, go pour yourself
while
some tea.
While you do the introduction.
Because in this week's episode, we got none other than the most controversial two people from PWR right now. We have PWR champion Rafa Mabayashi and former best friend Nina.
In the same room.
In the same room.
For the first time.
In the same table. Do we call you Nina Hero? What?
No, don't do that.
Why?
Don't do that. That's okay. Weird.
Okay,
hi, Ralph.
Just
awfully
Nina.
Quiet.
Yeah. He is awfully quiet. I guess, okay.
Aren't you, like, glad to be sitting next to me right
oh,
now?
Wow, shit. Please say hi to the fans, Ralph.
Yeah,
no?
The fans.
Yeah.
Do you truly hate your fans this much after what they did to you?
Yes.
Okay, I guess that's it. Okay, my first question, because we have to recap what happened first with why this all, where this all started. If you all remember, if you weren't there, in PWR Live Respeto, Ralph here laid an open challenge to anyone for his PWR championship on this show, on Way of the Champion, because as we remember it, he had no challengers lined up. And then someone came out...
Unexpectedly,
and first of all, we all thought that you were going to be the one to challenge that. What do you say to those who thought that it was going to be you?
Haha, no, I'm kidding. I wish it was, but...
Would you let her, though?
Of course he would.
Yeah, he's shaking his head no.
Of course he would.
It's an open challenge, yes. He probably should, if it were up to, you know. So
of course he'd let me. He okay. taught me and everything, taught me what I know. So, why wouldn't he, right? Okay. I was your best friend.
Okay, it's really tense in the room right now.
I can't take him seriously. He's like all angry and stuff. What did I do to you?
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, okay.
I mean,
speaking about that, what did you do to him? But okay, you came in there and accepted a challenge on behalf of your boyfriend. Okay, I guess.
Your boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. Koto
and
Hero.
It hurt him even more.
Huh?
I just need to kind of tone it down. He's about to explode next to me.
Okay, yeah, you're right. He might kick my ass as well. Okay, so you accepted on behalf of your boyfriend Koto Hero, and let's take us through what you were thinking. You were doing it as a friend, right?
Yes. Okay. So I actually said this on the article that PWR Central came
yes.
out. I don't know if you guys read it, but I did state over there, it was very clear that Ralph has always been okay with Koto.
Okay.
Like, we've been together for so long.
Whoa.
And we've been friends. Like,
Ralph
and I have
been
Koto and I have been together
yeah,
for 10 months.
Yeah. Exactly.
I was going to say, he just came into our lives a year ago.
That's true.
Right. Anyway. And Ralph had zero problem with it.
Nope.
We still remain friends. He always used to tell me how happy he was for me and for us and how much he likes him. So, I don't know. What happened?
Yeah, Ralph. I guess that's the question in everyone's mind right now. Why, first of all, why did you bring up everything that you brought
I
up?
I never brought
no,
up
no, no,
anything.
He,
I know. I know. Exactly.
The question is directed at him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
Why did Ralph bring
yeah,
it up?
Explain.
And two, what is your problem with Koto Hero now?
I want to hear this too.
Okay, she wants to hear it. Ralph, it's on you, man.
Okay, I'm not in the mood to speak right now, which is why I have been very, very quiet.
Then why'd you come here from Antipolo?
Wow, because we asked him to.
You both consented.
Yeah, but you didn't tell us that the other one would be here. What the hell's wrong with you guys?
Oh, okay. My bad.
That's on you.
Yeah.
I thought it would be
That's
fun.
On you.
I thought it would be fun, okay?
You are stirring!
Yeah!
The
okay.
tea.
Well, I mean, I don't mind.
Oh, yeah, she has a bad
I don't care!
First of all, let me just say From the very start, I knew Koto Hiro was going here because for months she has been telling me. However, you see, when you book someone from abroad, you tell them right then and there who their opponent is.
Okay.
So I was happy for her that she will finally see her boyfriend, but she wouldn't tell me
what he was doing here.
What he was doing here, or who would he face? And then at the day of the show, bam, it was me.
Wow, is this true? Is this true?
You kept that secret from him.
Yeah,
you
withheld information. I wanted to surprise him. I thought he would like the idea. Because, hey.
So you're the bad guy here.
What? Wait. Why am I the bad guy?
Well, you withheld information from in a friendship like this.
If you're throwing your best friend a surprise party for his birthday,
this
are you gonna tell him? If you tell him you're like the bad guy? No. This is the same concept, Chemist. Same thing. I wanted to go out there. I wanted to tell him that Koto was coming because he wanted to face Ralph.
Wait. So, nakataon lang, if you will, nakataon lang na he put out an open challenge.
Yeah, I kind of knew that he was going to do it at some point. We're best friends. We tell each other everything.
Okay.
So, I knew. So, I wanted to surprise him, and I planned the whole thing.
Alright, so Ralph,
I don't see anything wrong with it, honestly.
You seem like the bad guy here.
Wait, why?
You really do.
I wanted Ralph to have an amazing match, a very memorable match with someone so dear to me. I can make it happen, so I made it happen.
Uh-huh.
So you made moves behind your best friend's back to bring in your boyfriend to face him on the premise that it's gonna be good.
Wouldn't you want a good match?
Two people who like each other, supposedly. I don't know what the hell happened there.
Ralph, you talked to Koto, right?
No.
So
not anymore.
So why? So he doesn't like him.
Yeah,
he's okay with the idea, but
how can you say that he doesn't like him when
they don't even talk?
We're best friends. Like, he always relays to me how much he likes Koto because he's nice to me and everything. So he's very supportive of the idea that I'm with someone, that I'm with a good person.
So Ralph, is any of what she's saying true?
Of course it is. We're asking Ralph.
The man deserves his chance to speak.
Honestly, wala na akong pake. Whether it's true or not, the match is set. It's me versus Koto Hiro.
He's on the poster.
Everything's done, so the only thing I can do is revenge.
Okay. Oh, it's revenge now. It's not just
revenge.
But why is it revenge, though?
What is it revenge for?
Yeah.
Revenge for?
Yeah. Revenge for something.
Revenge necessitates that there is a
something to
there's
to,
a trigger.
Revenge.
You have to. Yeah. It's like the Avengers. You have to have something
to avenge.
To avenge. Otherwise, you're just fucking shit up.
Just, yeah. Okay.
Which I think that's exactly what he's doing.
Wait. Before anything, I think Ralph has to answer the question. One of the questions I posed earlier in that. Why did you bring up all that stuff? All that stuff about your friendship with Nina, when she came out to accept your challenge?
I wanted to show her that what she's doing is wrong. I mean, why would you subject your best friend in a surprise attack, a blindside move?
It's not a
out
surprise
of nowhere
attack.
From
Ralph.
The man finished.
From
man
some
finished.
Perspectives, you are the bad guy, and that includes mine and Ralph's.
Oh,
this
God.
Side of the table.
Have you been friendzoned before? Are you, like, relating to all
wait,
this?
Wait. Friendzone? Who said
anything
about...
No, apparently, if you listened to the segment...
No.
That's what he said. That's what he said. And I'm curious to know, like, what's up with all of that? Like, I apparently friend-zone you? Like, what? I don't even know. I'm not even aware. Please explain to me, Ralph.
It's not that. Okay, it's more of... Okay, for the past year, the fans have been leaving my side for brand new wrestlers. They're fans of these wrestlers because they're brand new. They can't even come up with a good excuse or a good reason to be fans of these wrestlers.
He's right.
And you know, when everyone left me at Revolution X, only two people were there. It's you and Redrick Mahaba.
That's right. That's right. Me. I was there for you.
Oh, you were there for me. Eh, ngayon, you're doing the same thing as these other fans do, leaving me again.
How am I leaving you? During that time when I came out, my intention was not to leave you behind or abandon you. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I wanted my best friend to have an amazing match with my
boyfriend. I don't care. At a main event. I don't care about amazing matches, okay? Do you know who I am? Do you even know me? Huh?
Of course you care about amazing matches. You're the one who's like always ranting to me about how come I never get booked internationally.
Damn.
Well, that's why I wanted to give you that. I wanted to bring Kota over here for you.
An international caliber match.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's wrong with that?
Absolute.
I wanted the fans. I wanted Mark Henry to give you a nice review. I wanted everything positive. I wanted to just throw at you. So why?
You don't
why
get
do
it.
You think I abandoned you when I didn't?
You don't get it. I do not care about any of these things. Amazing matches, good reviews. You know, they can all go straight to hell. My championship reign has been absolutely dominant. Absolute domination has been the theme here. Okay?
Okay.
I was on the right track on having the greatest PWR title reign in PWR history, and you, from everyone, sa lahat ng tao pa sa locker room, ikaw pa yung maninira nun.
Right track. So you're saying Kota is gonna derail you? Because
you're
scared.
That is a good point.
Because you're scared.
Why bring
you
that
just
up?
Implied you're confident in what you said, that Kota is actually going to derail you. That's in your head. That's the first thing you thought of. And you know, in that article, I stand by what I said. You're right. I probably overlooked a couple of things,
no.
You know. I did.
What
I
kind
probably
of
did. You know, like the fact that maybe Ralph was scared of Kodo, the competitor. I didn't think of that. He liked him as a person, as my boyfriend who's totally supportive. But I guess it's a different story when it's in ring.
Okay. But he did have a point. About the title reign. You had to make it personal.
What?
You...
How? No,
you,
I did not make anything personal,
are
Chemist.
You stirring things.
I never stirred anything.
You're messing with
There's
emotions
one,
here.
Wait on. He wanted some top-notch opponents in the ring.
Exactly. You defeated everyone from, like, in the locker room. So I'll give you someone from outside of the locker room. Have your fun
you
and prove yourself.
That is valid.
Isn't that an opportunity
no,
to prove
that
yourself?
That is valid. That is valid. But the thing is, she had to pick the one guy
he's afraid of.
Ralph, are you afraid?
Of course he is.
Why, though?
Look at him.
Wait. No, answer the question first. Answer comments.
Are you afraid?
No, I'm not.
Why would I?
I'm not. It's not me. It's not me as a competitor asking you if you are worried about this guy. But then, are you afraid of what Koto represents in her life? And
yeah. Let's bring up something you said during that segment, in that Nina has had shitty taste in men, quote unquote. So
why did you bring that up?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why did you bring that up? Within the context of this whole thing, because as far as we know, Kota here is just challenging you for a championship.
I know. I thought you liked Kota as my boyfriend. You said so many times. I don't get you, Ralph.
Not many people do.
That's why you're the champion.
But there, the question still remains. You said she had shitty taste in men. Is Koto a shitty man? Is that what you're trying to say?
Is that what you're trying to say?
So, ito na lang. Jesus Christ, guys. What are you guys trying to do, huh?
I don't know.
Are you guys trying to kill me or him?
No. I'm trying to bring out your anger.
She tasted, man. Everyone knows, like, the history
Yeah, okay, my history, fine. I totally agree with you. But what
exes.
About Kodo? I thought you liked
him. Yeah,
you
seem to have a problem with Nina being with Kodo. And Nina representing Kodo and managing Kodo and being in his corner.
And you know, let me just add to that. I wasn't supposed to be just in Kodo's corner.
Okay.
I clearly, like, I said it in my promo that I was going to be on both their sides. I was going to be super excited for the both of them.
You sort of have to pick a side.
I'm curious. How is this going to work?
Just make the best man win.
How are you going to be on both their sides? So, okay, so if Ralph beat Kodo, you'll be happy for that. And then if Kodo beats Ralph, you'll be happy for that too.
If Ralph retained his title, then that's fine. You know, I'm confident that Kodo would have given him, like, the match of his life, and Ralph would have given Kodo the match of his life, and it would have been something so good, like, match of the year contender, and I would have been so proud of both of them
that's
for achieving
something like that.
That's a lot
of pressure for both these men in your life.
But clearly, that's not the same thing.
It's
not giving
pressure. It's, I have faith in both of these people because I care about these people. These people are important to me. I have faith in them and in what they do. I think they're both amazing, but I don't know
but
what happened.
Clearly, that's not how Ralph sees it. That, okay, it doesn't matter that that it's going to be a possible potential match of the year candidate. But that's what I'm trying to ask the champ over here. Why is this really such a big deal? And then you mentioned that she apparently went behind your back. But I think there's something more here in your whole disdain for this particular challenger.
Because she was special to me.
There we go.
No shit, I'm special to you. We're best friends.
Yes, absolutely.
Why are you acting like this right now? Like, why now? You never said anything. I've been with Kodo for more than 10 months now. You never said anything. You never did anything. Even before I got with Kodo, you never did anything. So... What's the issue now? I think if you were truly so hurt, you would have
said so.
Not been my friend this whole time or something, unless you were just lying and pretending the whole time.
You know how I think of everyone in the locker room? I look down on them because they are beneath me. Everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone except you. I mean, this is why I've been acting this way, is because the person who betrayed me at PWR Live Respeto was someone special to me. It's something simple as that.
You.
Okay? Yeah. You were my best friend. You are the absolute best woman I've ever had in my life, and then now you do this to me. You betrayed me.
Why are you acting like it's sure ball that Kodo is gonna defeat you for your title?
Yeah, what is it about?
Why are you so?
I have
like
no...
I betrayed you, like as if I just made you hand the title to him. You know you can fight your way through it, and there's a 50-50 chance, like, I did not just throw away the title for you. Like, I did not do that. So, why? I don't understand why you're saying I betrayed you. I was gonna root for both of you. Make the best man win type of thing.
Can you really do that in a situation
of course
that
I
is
can.
That is not the point here.
So
okay?
What is the point?
I don't care if Kodo challenges me by himself. I don't care if he appeared in person. But I don't like the fact that you are representing him. Because
you know why
it makes
I'm
it appear
him now?
Because you are not on my side right now, and I absolutely hate that.
Why do you think I'm not on your side right now? Why? You think I can just take everything that you said at at the last show and then just not feel bad about it. Of course, I feel shitty about what you said about me. So it's your fault.
Well,
that was pretty tense.
Well, it is his fault. And then, like, on Twitter and everything, and in the interviews, he's gonna call me a bitch. And you think I'd want to side with you still?
You called her a bitch?
Yes, he did.
In the PWR Central?
Yeah.
And on Twitter. A lot.
Yeah, a lot. So what's the deal? You talk shit about people and then you want them to side with you?
She has a point there.
That's the same thing you do with your fans.
You kind of has a point there.
There's a pattern in your attitude.
I want to ask Ralph, other than what you've already mentioned, what exactly do you want Nina to do with regard to this whole thing? Okay, if she can't, you know, if she can't separate herself from Kodo, what do you exactly want from her?
What do I want from her?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, nothing. I want nothing to do with her. I want to disassociate with her.
Okay.
I want to be not friends with her anymore. I mean, after this Sunday, it's finished. You know, win or lose.
Friendship over.
Friendship over forever. Never talk to me ever again.
That's fine.
I don't care what you do with Kotohiro in your personal life. That's up to you. But I just... I just wish we parted as friends. But that's not possible anymore.
And
no, it was possible until you ruined it. And you made it awkward and you made it weird. You created this whole scandal between us. When really, you could have just been like, yay! And then that was it. That could have been the end of it all. Then you would have had this match this Sunday. And everything would have been fine. Whoever won, whoever lost, or would lose, it wouldn't matter to me because I care about you both. But you had to go ahead and be that way. So if you don't want to be friends anymore, that's fine. I don't want to be friends with snakes anyway.
Whoa, well.
I almost choked in my teeth.
I was going to say, so... And win, liars. win, lose, draw, no matter what happens.
Need a higher
Sunday,
no.
That's it. You don't want her. You don't want to see her.
You don't want to see you.
Nothing.
No, I want to ask Nina. You heard what he has to say. But why do you think he's so upset?
You know, my answer to that would be, I just think that he's making it all personal because I think that he genuinely believes that he's going to lose this Sunday.
You think that's the reason why? And not any other
okay.
Not feelings. Not that he had feelings for you.
Well, okay, I wasn't going to go there directly, but thanks, Camus.
I don't know.
Well, the thing is...
I
mean,
go there in
call
a roundabout
me,
way.
Call me oblivious or whatever, but... The guy didn't do anything. The guy didn't say anything.
He was there for you. He was your best friend.
And that's what best friends do. You're there for each other, Camus. Like, don't you have... You know, you can be best friends with the opposite sex.
You can be best friends with feelings, too.
Sure.
Which begs the question.
Sure. It happens. But I was never told anything. So...
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
So whatever you guys discovered during the last show, I was discovering for myself.
So, Ralph, you were never explicit with your feelings with her.
And you know what else?
What the hell is
I think
wrong
it
with
was
you?
Yeah. I'm just trying to get answers here for the people.
Now you know what
That's
else?
Why we
I
do this show?
He was so out of it after his match. I don't know. I don't know if it was because of a weird concussion thing that he had after his match with Zayden or whatever, but he was so out of it. He couldn't even look at me in the eyes while talking to me.
Damn.
So I don't know. Who knows, right? Who knows what he's feeling? Only Ralph can tell the world what he's really feeling. Because I can't tell you that. I don't know.
Ralph, you have...
Would you care to comment on what she said?
We have time.
And what Kamas brought up?
We have time, sir.
No, absolutely not. I will not comment. I will not give you guys any more weapons to drill me down with.
Okay. That's fair.
You are the champ.
I just want to say there are fans who tweet and Facebook. They say that they relate to me because they were friend zoned too. Well, guess what? The friend zone does not exist.
True.
And you are a loser who has a... You are a loser, okay? That's all you are. If you like someone, you tell them... You know, you guys seem like the type to be virgins since birth who have never had girlfriends. So, to the guys like you, don't side with me, okay? No one side with me, okay?
Ralph.
I am alone in this battle against Nina and her boyfriend, and I don't want any of you to latch onto me. Huwag kayo makisabit sa akin, okay? Yung success ko, sa akin lang to. Kayo, fans lang kayo, tumahimik lang kayo.
You were going to say?
No, it was just because he was talking about, like, all these fans not having girlfriends. Ralph, you've never had a girlfriend in your life.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Why?
Why'd you go there, girl?
And about...
Why?
About not coming out, like... With your true feelings.
Feelings.
Right?
Jesus.
Feelings? That makes you a loser. Then, damn. Ralph, you're a loser.
Damn. Oh, shit. Oh, no. What did you do, Carlos? What did you do? Now he's mad. Now he's really mad.
Damn it.
Okay, one last thing. We were talking about the two of you, but we haven't really talked about the third man in this whole thing.
I'd be glad to talk about him.
Yeah, no, wait. I'm just going to ask you.
I was
going
to say, aren't we going to talk about Redrick Mahapa too?
No. We talk about him later. Yeah. But
He plays a part in this.
Yeah.
He has nothing to do with it.
Okay, no. What is Kotohiro's reaction to all of this drama and controversy surrounding his match?
He doesn't care. He won't let it distract him. He has the girl!
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have the belt.
True.
He doesn't.
And that's exactly what he's focusing on. He will not let him, like, let anything else distract him from his eyes on the prize. On the real prize, which is
you,
the PWR.
What?
Whoa!
No. You know, Ro, there is no competition. It's not a love triangle. People like to call it a love triangle. Like, usually...
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, love triangles, it's like the girl, like, having trouble choosing between two people. It's nothing like that. It is nothing like that. I'm with Kodo. Kodo is with me. And
so it's like a love line.
It's a love line. It's just the both of us.
It's a line
segment.
And
Ralph is wherever he wants to be.
On that note, I guess we got to ask about, as Kamas mentioned, Redrick Mahaba as well. Ralph, what is... how has Redrick Mahaba taken to all of this, especially when you call Nina, her your best friend?
I told him not to worry much about it because he has a PHX championship match. So this problem is for me to deal alone. I have been reigning champion for 7 months now.
We're pushing a year.
Yeah, actually.
7 months now. And I think whatever goes my way, I can handle. I handled a surprise opponent before.
Mm-hmm.
In Bombay Suarez, I handled someone who fought for everything he had. He had every right to win. Honestly, I thought I would lose that Revolution X match. But I beat him too. So I beat Zayden, who mysteriously disappeared after PWR Live Respeto.
Yeah, actually.
Because I embarrassed him after he had this huge, great performance at Revolution X. And I completely roughshod over him. And now he's gone. Kotohiro will be the same story, okay? He has a lot of these people rallying behind his back. He has Nina. But all of this will be absolutely nothing. Okay, whether I am distracted or not, whether my weaknesses are exposed or not, I am still unstoppable. There is a huge gap between me and whoever number two is in PWR.
All right. Nina, would you give your final statement, your reply to what Ralph said? Yeah, no, let's wrap this up.
Well, like I said in the last show, you've never faced anyone like Koto Hiro. Never. And you will see that this Sunday when he beats you for your title.
Okay.
Do you have anything to say to that?
I've heard that many times.
Yes, he has.
And it's
yes,
always... It's always resulted in the same Sinkets 1-2-3 victory for Ralphie Mobayashi.
That rhymes.
You mean with Roderick Mahaba by your side cheating your way to victory, right? Because that's how you've been retaining your title for 7 months. You cheat your way through it. If you cheat your way to win this Sunday, I wouldn't be surprised.
But would you be doing anything to prevent any cheating?
I'll try my best, but I know him. He has his ways, especially with Red, so...
Okay, guys, let's send the people, send the listeners to our show on Sunday, please. Nina?
So, at July 22, this Sunday, at the Power Max Center Spotlight in Circuit Makati, please come watch Koto Hiro destroy Ralph Imabayashi and have him kiss me right in front of you.
Oh, damn.
Just to make it hurt a little more.
Wow.
Payback for every insult that you've given me, Ralph.
That's cold.
That's ice cold.
That's cold.
Mm. You have no one to kiss, unless you want to kiss Red, but, you know, I wouldn't be
so
happy.
Red has kissed dudes before. We've all seen that.
Anyway, come to Sunday and watch us win. And, yeah.
All right. Ralph doesn't want to reply to that, doesn't want to dignify that with a response. Nope. So thank you for joining us today and trying to hash out all your feelings, Ralph Imabayashi, PW champion, and Nina. Well, that was fun.
I mean, yeah.
I am kind of glad that no punches were thrown in your house, in your den.
I was half expecting to get kicked in the face.
Yeah, I was expecting you to get kicked in the face as well.
Wouldn't be the first time that he's done
it. You really pushed some buttons there, Kamos.
Hey, if I'm going to live up to the Tito Boy
interview... Who calls you Tito Boy? What?
No, I'm not saying Tito Boy tayo, but then like my man, TDT, was with Tito Boy.
Oh, yeah, it's
so
true, it's true.
I have to live up to that.
Right.
So, gotta stir the pot a bit.
Right,
anyway.
Okay, so, Way to Champion, PWR Live, is happening this Sunday at Power Max Center Spotlight in Circuit Makati. And tickets
are still available.
Yeah, tickets are still available. You can still message us for early bird discounts and Barkada bundles. So, show is at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Don't miss it.
For the love of God.
I mean, if you just listen to...
For the love of God.
...to this exchange that we just wrapped up... You probably do
not
want to miss it.
If you're not sold on that, man.
Don't miss it.
Okay. So let's wrap this up very nice and clean.
Right. Picks of the week. My pick of the week is AJ Styles vs. Rusev.
Oof, not bad.
Not bad at all. I really hope that it was going to be his time. I think it's a really good moment to give Rusev the win, but I think I guess they're preparing him more for this opportunity.
Yep. I actually enjoyed this one.
It was a fun match. Which AJ Styles match do you not enjoy?
I find it very hard to not like AJ Styles matches this week because my pick is actually AJ versus CN.
Mm-hmm.
Because holy shit, Almas fighting like it matters. Because you don't see... We haven't seen him for a while. Like, Wait.
In a match pre-show. Of this caliber.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yes.
And then you give him AJ Styles coming off of fucking Extreme Rules. I was happy to see this. Like, if this was the moment that he legitimizes himself on that SmackDown Live roster, it has to be. It has to be this.
All right, so I guess that's that for our picks of the week. If you want to tweet us, at Caveman Camus, at Rose War, at underscore San C, at the SGP Podcast. For Ralph and Abayashi and Nina, wait, let me just pull that up real quick, because I don't
Nina
remember
has,
it.
Nina has an official...
Yes, she does have an official Twitter now.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Here we go. Ralph and Abayashi is simply at Ralph and Abayashi.
And
Nina is simply at Nina underscore PWR.
There you
so
go.
So if you want to talk to them, if you want to, you know... if you want to give Ralph support, even though he told you not to give support, you can do that. If you want to, you know, throw your support at Nina and, you know, feel what she's feeling, you can do that as well. And for Koto Hero, if you... Oh, yeah, no. We're gonna show them as well, yes.
Real Koto Hero.
If you want to support and cheer on Koto Hero, that's Ask How Much Mentioned, at Real Koto Hero.
One word.
Yeah, R-E-A-L... KOTOHIRO if you suck at spelling, and we're gonna have ourselves a fun show this Sunday. It's as if you know you're listening
as if
to
you
this.
Didn't as if you didn't
no,
expect
yeah, it. Yeah, this is as if no, if you're not listening to this before Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's it for this week's episode of the SGP Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, you are very entertained because you were part of the entertainment, Camus.
Yeah.
You almost got your head kicked in. And thank you once again to all our listeners who are supporting us, who click play or download the episode on your device and listen to it during your commute or whatever, or you know, during work, stuff like
or
that.
Or a workout.
Yeah,
or
during
people
your
do
workout.
That.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for supporting us, and you know, you are the reason why we do what we do. And thank you once again to PWR for, you know, and MWF as well for having such fun shows and keeping Philippine wrestling alive. And with that, we are out of here. Peace.
Good night.